Good morning, this is Whit with this week's Your Pastor's Voice. We've all heard about the importance of having an attitude of gratitude. Whereas many short, pithy proverbs probably aren't worth the breath it takes to speak them, this one is. Some of the most grateful souls I know are cancer survivors, bereaved parents, those who don't seem to have two nickels to rub together. And conversely, some of the most ungrateful people I know have had all the advantages of wealth and health, endless opportunities. This week, let's remember that when the pilgrims declared the first Thanksgiving, fully half of their family and friends had died, either on the voyage over or during the first few months on the continent. William Bradford, their governor, wrote, "That which was most sad was that in 2 or 3 months' time, especially in January and February, being in the depths of winter and wanting houses and other comforts, being infected with the scurvy and other diseases, there died sometimes 2 or 3 a day." And what did the pilgrims do? They held a Thanksgiving service. When Abraham Lincoln declared the first National Day of Thanksgiving, it was 1863, right in the middle of a war that would claim 500,000 lives. Twice as many more died of infection, disease, starvation, and other causes. So what does Lincoln do but proclaim a National Day of Thanksgiving? Has this been a lean year or a bounteous year in your life? Regardless, it is good to be grateful. It is healthy to reach down inside and find some reason to be thankful. When we are invited to give thanks to the Lord our God at the table of grace and communion, our response is, it is right to give our thanks and praise. And so it is. Gratitude can be chosen. I'm not saying it's easy, but I am saying it is good for the soul. I wish you all a blessed Thanksgiving, my friends.